This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Checking up now on hospitals in lower vaccination states overwhelmed with COVID patients. Today, Tennessee, here's Blake Farmer of WPLN.
Inside the hospital in rural Bolivar, Tennessee, a crisis is unfolding. The modest medical center usually only keeps two or three patients overnight. Now it's averaging a dozen, half with COVID. And CEO Ruby Kirby says they're staying for a week or more.
In normal time, we would be able to get those patients out to a higher level of care.
Those on ventilators need to be transferred to hospitals that have critical care units in bigger cities, but there are no openings nearby.
We're managing them, but it is putting a strain on the system.
This is the pandemic hospital capacity pinch. Patients are backing up within the hospital system. And the surge caused by the Delta variant is causing more problems than previous surges. Even larger hospitals don't have all the capabilities that could help.
It's hitting patients completely differently. They're getting so much sicker, so much faster.
May Rice is a traveling ICU nurse working in a Georgia hospital that doesn't offer a high-level life support known as ECMO. It's the last step beyond a ventilator, when a machine oxygenates the blood outside the body. Her hospital has to wait on those ECMO beds to open up elsewhere at the few medical centers that have the specialized staff.
There's only so many ECMO perfusionists. There's only so many ECMO-trained nurses.
And even some of the biggest medical centers find themselves in a bind, not because they're out of beds, but because there are no more nurses available. Dr. James Shimaye is chief operating officer of the University of Tennessee Medical Center with more than 500 beds.
There's only so much that we can do. And as you start to see the writing on the wall as far as sicker patients in the ICU, that's why we need the community's help so much.
The plea is for people to get their COVID shots. In Tennessee, unvaccinated patients make up nearly 90% of COVID hospitalizations. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.